The Greymoor Friars Monastery is located on Atonement Mountain, near Garrison, New York. Adjacent to this famous monastery, one sees St. Christopher's Inn. Homeless men from all walks of life come to this famous inn. These men are fed and sheltered by the Greymoor Friars, and no distinction is ever made of race, creed, or color. Invited to listen to another chapter of the dramatized story, The Life of Christ, brought to you, transcribed each week by the Greymoor Friars, who offer this series with a prayerful hope that this vivid portrayal of the life of Christ will help to awaken in you a deeper personal love of God and a firm determination to strive to prove that love in your daily life. Now, Chapter 16, The Death of John the Baptist. During the many months that Jesus was preaching in Galilee and elsewhere, John had been imprisoned in the fortress palace of Machaerus. He had been visited by his disciples, who reported to him how Jesus was curing the sick, driving out devils, and preaching the word of God. To reassure his own disciples, John had sent messengers to Jesus to ask if he were the one John was sent to announce. And Jesus had, as was his custom, let his actions stand as the proof of who and what he was. Herod Antipas, Tetrarch of Galilee, had been a frequent visitor of John's cell, and it was thought by many in his palace that Herod was coming under John's influence.
Close the door, guard, and leave us alone. I'll call you when I want you.
Yes, ma'am.
Spies. The place is full of spies. Ready to run to Herodias and whisper in her ear every time I visit here. Let them. You're my prisoner, and I am lord of the palace. If I wish to talk to you, it's no concern of hers or anyone else. People have no love for me, or I for them, so why should I bother to please them?
It is because you've taken your brother's wife that you offend them.
Philip was only my half-brother, a shiftless fellow who wasted his life in Rome. He could do nothing for Herodias, or for her daughter Salome.
The offense was double in that you are lawfully married to the daughter of King Aretas.
She deserted me. She came here on some pretext and then fled to her father.
That was when she learned you were planning to bring your brother Philip's wife to take her place.
Enough of this. You've lived as a hermit all your life. You know nothing of the world or all the deeds that men must do to get along. But I must rule a kingdom filled with people and deal with rulers who are no better than myself. Oh, you fanatics are all alike. You retire to a cave by yourself. You turn your back on the world, and then return to tell us we're wicked, that we're weak, and filled with desires we shouldn't have.
Desires can be good as well as evil.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, but there's no point in discussing that. What's done is done, and once time swallows down a mistake, there's naught man can do.
There is repentance. There is baptism for the remission of sins. That is why I have been sent.
That is your cry. And many came to you and were baptized. Then another man came, and many of your followers ran to him. Even now he wanders about my territory and preaches and does strange things. Listen.
Oh, music. Ah, it's coming from the room above. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Herodias is very proud of Salome. She was taught to dance when in Rome, and she's very adept and has had no trouble in picking up the new dances she finds here.
Enough! Enough, Salome!
No, no, Mother. Let me dance.
In a moment, but you must rest a bit.
Oh, but I'm not tired. Oh, I could dance like this forever. It's so different from the dancing I was taught in Rome. So much more grown up.
At 16, you must remember you're not a little girl, but a woman. A very charming and talented woman.
Thank you, Mother.
And with your dancing, you can go far.
Go far?
Yes.
Oh, but I dance for my enjoyment.
Surely you don't think I've spent all this effort so that you could entertain yourself. Such talent as you have shall be turned to profit.
In what way?
To better our position.
Better our position?
To influence men to give us what we want. Men hold the power in this world, but a beautiful and charming woman, like yourself, can do with men pretty much as she chooses.
I know that, Mother. Harriet always gives in to you.
There is one thing I want that she hasn't given me, but that's not your concern. Now I must tell you what's going to happen on Herod's birthday.
What? What, Mother?
You will dance for his guests at the royal banquet.
Oh, Mother. Oh, do you really mean it? You'll let me do that?
I insist upon it. You must dance so charmingly that Herod will forget his gloom and be himself again.
Well, he certainly needs something to make him cheerful. He's so grumpy and morose. Sometimes I wish you hadn't left Father to marry him.
Your father was a bore, and he was lacking in ambition. Herod is the son of a great king. He's in favor with Tiberius and could become king of Galilee. One reason we want this banquet to be a success is that we can win the support of the leaders in this area. Herod is an excellent host when he's in a jovial mood. And I'm relying on you to stir him from his present lethargy.
It might help if you could get him away from John the Baptist.
Is he with him again?
I think so. I saw him going in that direction.
You run through that dance once more. Don't restrain your movements. Rather, let the music be your guide and let the body interpret what it suggests. Music! Let your body weave to the music. That's right. Now you caught it. You continue. I must see what that fool's doing in the cell.
John, you say you're not the Messiah of whom the Jews talk. Then who are you?
As I've told you many times, a messenger.
Yes, yes, of one to follow, but has he come?
The one I was to announce stood among the others at the Jordan.
Who is he? Where is he?
He will reveal himself at the proper time.
John, I can let you out of here. Herodias' anger is cooled. She hasn't mentioned you for weeks. You know how women are, and if you would apologize for what
I can make no bargain, nor can I unsay my words. Your marriage to your brother's wife is unlawful.
Fool. Stubborn fool. Don't you know I've stood between you and death all these months? Don't you know my marriage has become unhappy because of you? Oh, your name's never mentioned between us. But you're always with us. And the silence of your name is more irksome than its utterance. Who is hurt when I follow my desires in marriage? Not you.
The law is always the law. And truth is law. And whether I live or die, the truth and law remain as one.
You're not the fool. I have been the fool these months. One would think you fated to die. In making an offer, you make me feel as if I were guilty of a wrong. Heaven help the monarch who imprisons an honest, stubborn fool who's won the fancy of the people. For in the end, he reverses the role and makes a prisoner of the jailer. I am the prisoner here. All Galilee accepts my marriage, except you.
What men whisper out of fear, I have uttered aloud.
Will you never stop telling me how brave you are with a wagging tongue?
What man says from necessity is neither courage nor cowardice.
I don't understand you, but why should I? I no longer understand myself. Many have died for less than what you've said, and yet you're still alive. I ask myself why I've let you live. I'm tempted to let Herodias have her way, so that in watching you die, I can settle in my mind whether you're a fool or a prophet, a brave man or a sham. Which is it, John? In the name of heaven, tell me so I can have some peace.
I am but a servant obeying the master.
I am master here.
Jailer. Not master.
I can destroy you by a word.
Only my body, not my soul.
Let me out of here! Jailer, open this door! Curse be the day I met you, John! Curse be the woman who bore me to meet you! Jailer! May a serpent strike me if ever again I set foot in your cell. Guard!
Yes, master.
Under pain of death, never unlock the door for me again to see this man. For should I ask it of you, I'll be stark mad.
Herod, I was looking for you.
What is this music for?
For Salome. She's dancing.
Stop it! Get out of my sight! All of you!
Salome, leave us.
Yes, Mother.
Oh, Herod, what is the matter with you? Do you realize your birthday banquet's a week off? What kind of a reception will it be with you as sullen as a sick camel?
Dancing music. I've no stomach for trivialities. I've weighty matters.
You've been with John the Baptist. I can always tell.
Woman, didn't I tell you not to mention that name again?
Hear me out. I'm not going on about the man when the very mention of his name upsets you so.
Can I be sure of that?
Of course. He's not worth quarreling about.
Do you mean you've forgotten what he said?
No. But I must bow to your will.
You swore you'd have his head.
My foolish husband. Don't you know women say things in anger and cling to them through pride?
I'm glad to hear you speak like this. Perhaps now we can discuss the practical aspects of my situation. I've no fondness for the man, but others have. His death might be a signal for an uprising.
You'll not free him?
And let Pilate march in on the excuse that treason is condoned in Galilee?
Then let him stay where he is.
No. No. I've thought of a better plan.
Tell me this plan.
I'll write a letter to Pilate, friendly in tone, and tell him a dangerous fanatic has been captured, but since he came out of Judea, perhaps Pilate might want to deal with him. Make an example of him to disparage others. Pilate will be flattered that I recognize his authority, and I'll be rid of John without antagonizing his followers. Pilate will have to arrest him, perhaps execute him. And if he does, I can make capital of it by turning John's disciples against Pilate.
Oh, an excellent plan.
You really think so?
I do indeed. A masterpiece of diplomacy.
Then I'll go and write the letter and get it off tonight.
Salome. Where did you come from?
Behind the curtain.
You listened.
Yes, Mother. Didn't you tell me one can learn more from behind a curtain than at a council table?
You learn and you remember. You will succeed.
Why did you agree so quickly to the plan when you despised John the Baptist?
Pilate's no fool. If the truth be known, he was glad when John fled Judea and was arrested. The last thing Pilate wants is to have John return to Judea. Bad news, Herod.
Pilate! He appreciates my generous offer to deliver John the Baptist and recognizes the spirit which prompts it.
Then he refuses?
The lying dog says he was ready to arrest John, but accuses me of offering a refuge. He ends by saying, I'm in much better position to handle events which took place in my own territory.
Oh, don't let it upset you. John can do no harm where he is, and you can report to Tiberius that you made a friendly gesture to Pilate, and he spurned you.
You may be sure I will do just that.
When do I dance?
First, let them fill themselves with wine. Men are more pliable when drunk. Listen to him laugh. It's been months since he so much as smiled. Now, get ready. Dance about the room. Give no one man special attention. Yet smile at each one as if it were meant for him alone. Start slowly. And merely suggest at first. But as you continue, throw off restraint and blend your body to the music. It will increase in tempo. After the first few moments, subtlety is not desired. They're too drunk to appreciate anything but the obvious. Are you ready?
Yes, Mother.
Then go. When finished, come to me at once. And let me know what Herod offers you as a reward.
Yes, Mother.
Beautiful, what grace.
Like a willow in the wind. Who is she?
My stepdaughter, Salome.
Salome! Salome!
She's superb!
Wonderful!
Salome! Salome!
Yes, Father?
I'm well pleased with you.
Oh, is that all, Antipas?
A reward for such dancing.
Something worthy, Antipas.
A queen's reward.
She'll name her own reward.
Oh, she's but a child.
She'll ask for a trinket.
You'll get off cheaply.
No, no! Salome, whatever thou dost ask, I will give to thee. On my head, I swear it, even though you ask for half my kingdom.
Well said, Antipas, well said.
I don't know what to ask for. Give me a moment, but I will ask my mother.
Were pleased with you, Salome. I heard the applause from here.
Yes, Mother, yes.
What did Herod offer you?
Anything I asked, even half his kingdom. He swore it before them all.
Now I shall fulfill the vow I swore.
Mother, they wait. What am I to ask for?
You will say to him, I want thee right away to give me on a dish the head of John the Baptist.
Servants, more wine.
Father?
Ah, So you've made up your mind?
Yes. I know what I want.
Attention! Salome has come for her reward. Well, girl, what's it to be? Oh, half my kingdom.
I want thee to give me, right away, on a dish.
Yes, what is it?
The head of John the Baptist.
What are you saying?
I want thee to give me, on a dish, the head of John the Baptist.
It's your mother. It's your mother asking.
No, I wish it too. You promised me.
Aye, Herod, you swore it.
Anything she asked.
Oh, you get off cheaply.
What's a head, more or less, huh?
Bear witness, then. The Tetrarch of Galilee keeps his promise. Guard! Go to the dungeon. Cut off the head of John the Baptist. And bring it to me.
Father, on a silver dish.
On a silver dish.
Dost thou take me? You dropped the silver dish. Here. The silver's soft. It dents easily.
My sight with it. Accursed be upon the day you learned to dance. Cursed be the day of thy birth, and cursed be the mother who bore you. Wine! Music! Drink! Let us drown the horror of this scene with song and drink and laughter!
Bring thee that for which you asked.
And John's disciples, hearing of his death, came, took his body, and buried it in a tomb, and came and told Jesus.